One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture. He's Andy Murray from What Culture, and we are here to give you our predictions for night one of WrestleMania 40. Andy, I cannot wait for this weekend, but what are we kicking night one off with?
We're kicking this thing off in Wikipedia entry order, very scientific method to break these cards down, on night one with the first match on our lineup here. It is Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio of the LWO against Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar in a match that, on paper at least, is basically taking the Rey versus Dom all-time stupid, crazy BS fest. I loved it last year, and adding a couple of absolute super workers in Dragon Lee and Santos Escobar, but also a match that's been building for like the best part of a year, with various rotating cast members and changed allegiances and heel turns and call-ups and all of that fun stuff. Been going on since before Rey got injured and took the time off to go away for surgery, but now we're back, we're here, we're settling da beef. Or well, probably not, because there's maybe going to be a big heel turn in this match that may swing the pendulum.
You're looking at it and you're working out, right, who's left in terms of cancelling each other out. Look, me and Avril have loved the build for this for, like you say, months on SmackDown. Santos and Rey being aligned, then Santos betraying Rey, Rey have to go away for injury, and how the LWO and Legado things have worked out. I think Rey has kind of played himself, because... You've got the Dominic and Rey thing, as you said, that you can already build on from last year's excellent match. You've added two of the best NXT call-ups in recent memory in Dragon Lee and Santos Escobar. And you can sort of play this out in terms of, okay, so you've got those four guys in the ring. You've got Zelina Vega and Electra Lopez cancelling each other out with that. You've got the tag teams of Angel and Humberto versus the brilliant Joaquin Wilde, who's probably going to do some insane spot during all this, and Cruz del Toro as well. And that leaves one person, Carlito, who kind of justifiably probably feels a bit annoyed in missing out on this match. He's fought Rey's battles when he wasn't there. And then at the last second, Rey went, I've got a partner, and it's not you, Carlito, despite the fact you stood next to me, it's Dragon Lee. I think Carlito is going to cost Rey this match. I think heel Carlito is the best Carlito, and some apples need to be spit in the face of people who don't want to be called. So that's why I see this one finishing.
I think you're dead right. My prediction mirrors yours to a T, pretty much. Carlito's WWE return, you know, after the excitement, obviously, of Backlash, which was awesome, fun. Maybe not living up to the expectations of many, particularly the ruthless aggression freaks out there. I know you're out there. Wrestling's for the freaks anyway, you know, it's all good. So a fresh coat of paint is definitely needed on this gentleman. I'm very much looking forward to this. Like, I think it'll have just the right amount of stupidity and actually quality work as well, as Dominic Mysterio matches always do.
Moving on to the next match of night one of WrestleMania, we have the six-woman tag team match. It is... what a team that is. Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill and Naomi taking on the rest of Damage Control who aren't involved in the big title match. I'm talking, of course, of Asuka, Dakota Kai and Kairi Sane. I don't think the tag titles are on the line in this one.
I don't think they are.
It wouldn't be weird if they were. Because
according to Cage Match and Wikipedia, they're not. And those two sources are never wrong.
So. I suppose you could use this as a way to lead in, potentially, to a tag match. Because, well, by my booking... you're not booking this team, undefeated at WrestleMania, just returned, gonna be one of the biggest stars in WWE, to lose to a team, to a faction that's probably slowly going to fall apart after WrestleMania.
Yeah, you'd think so. This is quite clearly being set up as a bit of a showcase for Jade.
Yes.
WWE has been extremely careful with their presentation of her in that they've not really had her do a whole lot. She's been training in the background. She's also had a bunch of, like, as has been reported, personal things going on with her mother passing away, which is obviously just like a horrendous thing for anyone to have to go through. Shout outs to them for kind of just putting this incredible super team together.
Yeah.
Like, the angle, it was so simple. It was right out of the Triple H NXT playbook. It's like, let's just have a bunch of people stand together and they'll be cool and they'll look awesome. They're going to go over Damage Control.
Yeah. They have three of the best entrances of night one as well.
Imagine if it was just a 5-minute squash loss. That'd be a bummer. Hey, look, Naomi had that squash loss like a few weeks ago in like 2-3 minutes where she got no entrance. But yeah, it's a pretty cut and dry babyface victory for me in this situation.
Yeah, it feels like they're all probably going to hit a finish at the same time. Yeah. They're just going to run through Damage Control, and that's the right call to make.
Okay, after this we have the six-pack ladder undisputed Raw SmackDown Tag Team Championship match between 1,000 different teams all contesting for these belts, which are currently held by the Judge, almost called them the Damage Control, the Judgment Day's Damian Priest and Finn Balor. They will be putting up these qualified teams of A-Town Down Under, Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, The Awesome Truth, shout outs to Michael Hamflett, DIY, The New Day, and The New Catch Republic. So we have six teams here, all vying for two championships. You wonder if this is an opportunity for them to split the belts off in different directions, as has been speculated quite heavily for the past few months. It's kind of filling the old, you know, remember like for years and years and years it was, let's put the Intercontinental title or whatever in a crazy laddery spot festy thing. This is kind of filling that void a little bit. Last year we had the WrestleMania Showcase matches, which were like the men's one with Ricochet and Braun and everything was incredible. But yeah, it's probably a helpful way for them to split these belts up finally and probably put a bit more discord in the ranks of the Judgment Day through another loss. Although Mr. Priest, you might as well forget about it, but he does have a briefcase that will hold him up after this as well.
Yes, we've had multiple fantasy booking scenarios with this briefcase in recent weeks.
Some of them are pretty interesting. Who have you got? Are we getting a straight up undisputed retention, or are we splitting up?
No, I think WWE, you're right. I think WWE have tipped their hand a little bit because Cole's definitely mentioned on commentary, and I think it's been echoed by the likes of Corey Graves. This match will continue until both sets of belts have been retrieved, and I think that's what we're going to get as a way to split these belts up again and put them on separate brands. My picks are DIY and The Awesome Truth.
Interesting.
Because I just feel like, yeah, it'll probably be DIY first grabbing one set of belts and, I don't know, maybe being tipped off the ladder and going, oh, well, still got some belts. An Awesome Truth. It feels like they've built towards Truth finally taking the belts off Judgment Day for months again. Yeah. And I'm not suggesting that Awesome Truth need to hold these belts for a long time. Arguably, I'd have them switch hands pretty quickly after this. But the feel-good victory, and people have moaned about, oh, look at the status of the tag team titles. This is going to get a huge reaction on the night. But regardless of how some people feel about Awesome Truth and our Truth in particular, this is going to be one of the biggest pops of night one, I genuinely believe.
This
that.
Is where the balance comes in, because I think that pushing Awesome Truth in 2024 is equivalent to a war crime, as can be committed by a wrestling booker. I have no interest in watching that. That's not to say I don't think it might not happen or whatever.
There are some awesome spots in here. There's a reason why they just hoid it in a ladder match.
There is. I'm going to veer off slightly. DIY, yes.
Okay.
I think that, like, you know, Johnny Gargano in particular's main roster run hasn't always been sunshine and rainbows. But Triple H obviously loves these blokes and he's going to do something cool with them. And I'm going to go with A-Town Down Under for the other team. There was a weird report, was it last week, where Dave Meltzer had seen like a rundown that had Pretty Deadly in that spot, which obviously is not, unless they swerve us on SmackDown or something, which would be weird. But like they're just like heel goobers, and like WWE clearly likes both of these guys. I think that they could do some fun stuff. And for, I'm not the biggest Austin Theory fan in the world.
Yeah, I can see that, but I do like that as a choice as well. I just don't see past them doing all this with R-Truth and not having him fight.
I think you're probably right. I just don't want to admit it.
At the bare minimum, he's gonna cost the Judgment Day when they've got their fingertips on a belt easily.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favourite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Moving on, we move on now to Jimmy versus Jay, the first of many bloodline adjacent feuds across these nights. Jey Uso, I'm so excited to be in the crowd to do the Jey Uso main event, Jey Uso entrance. And I thought this was a fairly open and shut case.
Yeah.
And then you and I have been chatting about this, and we may not see eye to eye on this one. I'm going Jey Uso.
I think that they're going to try and get multiple matches out of this.
Okay.
And for that reason, I'm going to go Jimmy via some kind of nefarious means. I know you don't often see that in bloodline adjacent matches, but I think they're going to go for the fresh new direction. No, like, fannying around the size. You know, Tama Tonga has pretty much signed with WWE or whatever, right? And although, like, a bunch of people have pointed out that Tama Tonga's from a different place, their family members have said, no, we consider him family and everything else. This would be a really cool place to debut him if you're going to do so straight on the main roster, aligned with Jimmy to cost Jay the match, get some heat, all of that stuff.
And potentially even more shenanigans on night two as well.
Exactly. Some extra person involved. Exactly. We'll talk about that tomorrow's video.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Jimmy. I think they're going to stretch this out maybe over the summer. I'm a little bit worried about this match because their interaction in the Royal Rumble was kind of awful.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it goes. I'll give them a chance. It's a completely different environment, of course. I'm going to go with Jimmy.
I'll go Jay. I'm going for the feel-good victory. You're going to need a few on night one because, well, not to tip our hand for the main event, but it's going to be a good night for the Bloodline, aside from this match. So I'm going to go Jay here, comprehensively defeating Jimmy, showcasing that in a fair fight one-on-one with a member of the Bloodline, there's only one victor, really. Yeah. But I could easily see that Jimmy scenario playing out as well.
Yeah,
and absolutely. It makes sense that then Jay would want to be like, you're not screwing over someone else on night two.
You little sausage. All right, speaking of matches that are happening at WrestleMania, yes. How about Sami Zayn challenging for the Intercontinental Championship against the Ultra Intercontinental Champion, Gunther? This is, it's a hell of a goddamn match. Building for a while. A bunch of us, myself included, were hoping for a little Chad Gable in on this, but he has filled the role of the trainer, the mentor, the academy leader for Sami to build up to this. The Sami story is about his heart and his head and how, like, trusting too much of his heart has gotten him into trouble and gotten him into various unwinnable situations. And the idea is, can he overcome this dominant monster of an IC champion? Can he switch things up? through the training and all of that stuff. And then on Raw, we kind of saw a bit of an uncharacteristic ass beater angle from Gunther, who doesn't always ambush people and just beat the crap out of them. So maybe they're trying to tell you that, hey, maybe the big Austrian's getting a little bit worried here. Either way, from a pure wrestling standpoint, I think this is the best match on the entire show.
Yeah.
I think that the match that comes closest to rivaling it is probably Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley across the two nights. That's going to be excellent as well. But this is probably, from like a work standpoint, the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, this, yet again, a Gunther match of the weekend for me. I'm conflicted on this one for a variety of different reasons. Number one, if Gunther retains, that means potentially Ilya Dragunov comes up from NXT, and that potentially means Tony D'Angelo. There's no time, so you're just getting on already, getting really off camera about me banging on about this. But Tony D'Angelo, fingers crossed, can become an NXT champion ahead of night one. Nevertheless, there's also a bit of me that thinks you don't do all this stuff with Chad Gable and not have him cost Sami Zayn. I pitched to the Dudleys recently, Chad Gable not necessarily screwing Sami Zayn and, you know, kicking him in the balls when the ref's not looking or whatever, but throwing the towel in so Sami Zayn doesn't have to eat the loss. But bollocks, we've been to the Rocky Steps today. I'm in a Rocky Balboa motivated mood. I'm going to go Sami Zayn, defies the odds, uses the power of Philadelphia to finally defeat Gunther, and then you've obviously got a ready-made opponent, potentially for a new world champion down the road.
I'm going to continue my theme of booking the most bummer WrestleMania of all time by picking another heel victory.
I think you might be right.
Using the exact scenario you've just laid out, I think the towel throwing is a perfect finish for this. Sami just absorbing chop after chop after chop. Chad Gable throwing in the towel. And then you have a really complex thing afterwards of, hey, you told me my heart wasn't enough and you've made that decision for me. I'm pissed at you. But it's like, at the same time, the guy's looking out for his well-being a little bit. So it creates a really interesting dynamic there as well. I think that's a great outcome.
We have the big women's title match on night one being Becky Lynch challenging Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley has been unstoppable in the last 12 months, of course. And I really like what they've done with Becky Lynch. I think a lot of people thought, especially after the Trish stuff, which came good in the end, but was a bit iffy following last year's WrestleMania. I think they thought, because they've had wonderful interactions throughout the last year, what are they going to do in the interim? And I thought it was a genius move, not just for getting her away from everything and not just sort of muddying the waters of, well, why haven't they done this one already, but also beneficial to the likes of Tiffany Stratton having Becky Lynch go to NXT temporarily. But she's back, you know, she won the Elimination Chamber, and I think she wins the world title here. I think Rhea's had, you know, a really long run. I think the days of the Judgment Day are numbered, which is probably going to be beneficial for someone like Damian Priest, in my opinion. And I just can't see past Becky finally being the person to defeat the undefeatable Rhea Ripley in another barnstormer of a match on night one. As always, WWE appear to be booking night one to be far better than night two, potentially.
Hey, let's see what they've got up their sleeve. I've enjoyed everything about this feud up until the MMA hour angle, which I thought was a bit silly.
Yeah, that's fair. Especially with what had come before.
Yeah, you're a real journalist, Ariel, an hour later. Here we go. but yeah, no, like on WWE television, the stuff they've done on there has been immaculate. And really, the thing that the long Rhea Ripley reign has missed, even though she's become a big star on WWE TV and she's really over, is signature matches and rivalries. The reign really hasn't had that. That's not to say it hasn't had good ones, but you cannot run through this reign and go, yeah, that'll be considered a classic in 5 years, you know what I mean? Apart from, obviously, you know, Charlotte last year, where, you know, incredible match.
And the Zelina one was great, but that was the location. More
circumstances,
so
and even then, you're not going to put it up in the annals of the all-time.
I never thought she was winning the title.
100%, 100%. So I think her reign has needed this match and this rivalry. I actually like that they have quite transparently leaned into the stink face house show stuff. Like the interview Becky did where she seemed really despondent and stuff. Well, I have no doubt that her words there echo her true feelings, perhaps, on all of this. I definitely think that was played up to evoke a conversation online because you've seen how fired up people have gotten about that. So yeah, like I really enjoy this stuff. I think Becky's been on one of the better runs of her career in the year or so leading up to this. And But, listen.
Here we go.
Listen. Rhea Ripley's going to win.
Okay.
That's my pick. I have people calling for refunds with all these heels winning on this. But for the reasons I said earlier, I think it would be a real shame if the Rhea run started and ended with its best two matches. I would like to see a few more signature rivalries.
Sorry, I was just checking. I'm fairly certain I'm going to be booking a title change in every possible match.
All right.
Across both nights. But yeah, I can see that being a... I don't know, with the way that they've led into the... Becky Dorb. Hey, who knows? Maybe on the Raw after WrestleMania, Rhea Ripley comes out with the newest member of the Judgment Day, Becky's daughter. I don't know.
True.
Yeah.
There you go. Why not?
But never mind all that. Let's get to the main event.
Yes.
Night one, because the manor is strong, Sage. Yes.
This really hurts. And it also doesn't work unless you've got big arms. So I'm never doing that again. Here we go. The Rock is back, baby. He is the straw that stirs the drink for me in WWE. My goodness, has this man been incredible since the PowerPoint presentation thing all went down.
From the lowest of lows.
This is one of, I don't want to get too hyperbolic, but this is one of the best runs of his career, right?
It's the greatest pivot in WWE history.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Because you know that if the previous administration, if the previous pencil holder were still writing the stories, The Rock would have been rejected. As he was with Cody before the PowerPoint and during the PowerPoint. And they would have just done it anyway. And it would have been a giant flop. And you know, The Rock would have probably won. And then he'd have been Blue Tista for the rest of his career. Or however long he wanted to run for. So, astonishingly good pivoting from WWE. Mm-hmm. A company that, yes, different bookers, has not always been the strongest at this kind of thing. So... look, I think that these two main events, and we're talking about the tag team match here, obviously, should be the most overbooked wrestling matches in history. They should feature interferences from everybody and everyone. They should feature every single trope. They should have 17 ref bumps, brawling in the crowd, weapon spots, interferences, whatever you want to call it. Name it, we can throw it down, it should happen. The script should be 90 pages long. I want and need the chaos of a Bloodline Rules match.
You don't put that out there and not do it, right?
Imagine if Cody just pinned The Rock.
Cody pins The Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Seth pins Roman.
That's dead, yeah.
So you know that. But yeah, I'm picking the Bloodline boys.
Yeah, I've seen people pitching Drew interfering in this match, and I'm intrigued to see what that would look like. But then there's a part of me that wants this match, as much as I agree with you, to have no interference.
Ooh.
So you know, tomorrow night...
here comes the BS.
Yeah, obviously I'm going, the killers in the jungle have to win night one. My allegiance shifts completely as we head towards night two. But I genuinely can't decide whether... because it feels like you could just pin Seth. You could just pin Seth. He's probably dropping the title. He's had, you know, a story of injuries or weaknesses for the last 6 months. I think there's more in... either Roman or possibly even Rock pinning Cody. What?
You could do Cody versus Rock.
You could do that as well.
After that angle felt like the hottest match in the universe.
But you don't put Bloodline Rules out there as a potential stipulation and give us a sneak peek from Raw on what that might actually...
peculiar noise coming from out the window.
Philadelphia there. A sneak peek as to what that might look like on the Raw before WrestleMania and not do that. So yes, you have to have The Rock and Roman Reigns standing tall at the end of night one. It justifies potential title changes across the board on night two, which we will get to, as Andy mentioned, in due course. But I mean, The Rock could just come out and say his name on fire for me, but getting to see him come in and do that would just be incredible. And just add even more intrigue as we head towards night two. But what are your predictions for night one? Let us know in the comments section below and on X at WhatCultureWWE. Like, share, subscribe, and don't forget to join us tomorrow for our predictions for night two of WrestleMania. Will things still be as successful? The Bloodline? Find out tomorrow. In the interim, why not check out
this video. It's the biggest up and down from every WrestleMania ever. It's good. You should watch it. You'll have a good time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.